Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here, where it matters.
Hello and welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to keep you up to date on all the news you should know about. Today, a crisis center in Wayne County now has a residential program. And get an update on the long-awaited train from Scranton to New York City in the latest news voices. It's Wednesday, March 18th. Let's get into it. We're starting right off with that news from Wayne County. The Northeast Regional Crisis Stabilization Center opened its walk-in service in December. Its crisis residential program opened on Sunday and is ready to serve the community with 8 beds where people can stay for up to 10 days. WVIA's Lydia McFarlane reports.
Walk-in traffic at the center increased 280% since the service moved to its new location on Honesdale's Park Street compared to this time last year. That's according to John Nebzadowski, Wayne County's behavioral health director. Now the walk-in service can refer people upstairs to the center's 8-bed crisis residential program.
It's kind of like an in-between level of service. If somebody is experiencing crisis, they're not really safe to go home, but they don't really need the level of a locked inpatient psychiatric unit.
Patty Gilgore is the director of programs at the Center for Community Resources. She says the crisis residential program will serve residents of Wayne, Pike, Monroe, Lackawanna, and Susquehanna counties.
This gives the community another option in our rural counties that hasn't existed before.
Nebzadowski says the crisis residential program is the first of its kind for Wayne County.
Rural Pennsylvania has a right to this treatment as well. Things that may have only been available in more populated areas, I think it's fair to our residents that they have access to something like this here.
Gilgore sees the program as a way to ease emergency room burdens and better treat those in mental health crisis.
The Crisis Stabilization Center itself gives an individual an opportunity to come to the walk-in, be assessed by a crisis worker, not sit in an emergency room for hours or days on end.
Anyone, regardless of insurance type or level, can be treated there. I'm Lydia McFarlane, WVIA News.
Thanks, Lydia. Find more of this story at WVIA.org. In some more health news, pediatricians are assessing the benefits and risks of AI toys, programs, and tools. Early research shows that artificial intelligence could be used to improve learning, creativity, and social interaction among kids and teens, but the technology could still be harmful to childhood development. That's according to a new review study by experts at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Nicole Leonard has more for WVIA.
An explosion of new apps, programs, and toys using AI are hitting the market. Many of them are advertised as learning tools, like this commercial for an AI storytelling stuffed bear named Poe.
You choose the ideas, then Poe creates elegantly crafted stories that you can save and listen to.
Out of the forest came a giant robot. The
unicorn is a CHOP pediatrician Dr. Robert Grunmeier says these toys and programs have a lot of potential to help kids explore new skills and subjects when done with close supervision.
It's really about encouraging family engagement and interaction within the household as opposed to trying to replace it, which is definitely problematic.
Grunmeier says more long-term research is needed to figure out what kind of safeguards are most effective in protecting kids from any harmful information and advice that AI could generate.
That was Nicole Leonard reporting. Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
You know WVIA as your arts, news, and information station. It's time to add local sports to the list. Get ready for Sports Voices, a new feature where we partner with Fox 56 TV sports director Bob Eide to discuss the latest local sports news from around Northeast and Central Pennsylvania. We'll look ahead to the week's key games in high school sports, collegiate athletics, and more. Tune in to WVIA-FM at 7:51 and 9:51 a.m. every Friday morning.
Welcome back. Now it's time for News Voices. This week, WVIA's Boris Krawchenyuk joins me with an update on the possibility of passenger rail service between Scranton and New York City. Here's more.
Hello and welcome to News Voices, your weekly look behind the scenes at WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for joining us. So the last time you could get from Scranton to New York City by train was in January 1970. But after 56 years of talk, there are plans to revive the service. WVIA's Boris Krawchenyuk is here with the latest on the long-awaited train. Hi,
hello.
Boris.
Hello, Sarah.
So first off, where do plans for this passenger train stand? Are they on track or getting derailed?
No, these are serious plans and they're on track. This is a planning process that's going on right now. It's called the development of a service plan, and that's kind of figuring out exactly what would happen when a train's running. How do we get to that point? So they're looking into everything that they're going to need to do to actually build the project right now. Later on, they'll design it.
Okay, so you sat in on a webinar about this recently, and the public was asking some questions. So what were some of the questions that people had?
Everybody wants to know when, you know, how much it's going to cost, how often the trains are going to run. And for the most part, those questions are undetermined. The best guess at when it will open is it more than 5 years, more than 3 years from now. This particular study that's going on right now for the service plan, it's not even supposed to end until 2029. Assume that there'll be a year or two of engineering after that, and then a couple of years to build it. So we're probably looking at 7 or 8 years.
And originally they said as soon as, or the
2028.
Soonest, yeah. The soonest would be 2028. Now we're looking at not even starting until 2029.
Right. I think Amtrak was a little enthusiastic because they were trying to get the law authorizing the money passed, which is the big difference now also, that there's a big pot of money for building out a passenger train system in the United States, which I think for the moment Amtrak is going to take the lead on, at least on this project.
Okay. So was there anything surprising to you about that webinar? You've been covering this for a while, but was there anything that you were surprised to learn?
Not really. There's been a lot of details, in different studies over the years. The big difference now is, the money, the fact that the money exists. The thing that could derail it is if some future administration, or maybe this one, decides that the investment in rail, passenger rail, isn't worth it and decides to sidetrack the whole process. But so there was a Federal Railroad Administration on the webinar. He sounded very enthusiastic. So I think, everybody's kind of thinking that maybe this time is the charm.
Yeah. And speaking of that, so that last rail service was 56 years ago, like we said. What has happened in that intervening time, and how have we gotten to this point where it looks like a real possibility that it's coming back?
Well, for the most part, the last 56 years, people have driven to New York. What's happened is there was a lot of different studies over the years, starting in the early 1990s. Lackawanna County did one of the first studies they spent about $250,000 looking at it and its benefits. And then there were a bunch more in the 90s, and the big one was in 2006 when they actually studied the environmental effects and found out that there won't be a lot. So there's a whole lot of studies that have been done, and that they're actually helping speed up this process. They're relying a lot on that. As one of the people during this webinar said, they don't have to reinvent the wheel. So, there's been a lot of studying. It's kind of usually stops and starts, kind of like a train service. And, this is the first full bore. We're moving toward building a train study that we've seen. Mm-hmm. That's why I think it's a little more realistic. I've over the years thought very often, this is going to happen, and it didn't. And this time I think it's really going to happen.
All right, so moving from skepticism to optimism then.
People who want to see it have always been optimistic, but they've always been thwarted. This one seems a little more realistic.
All right, well, thanks, Boris, and we'll look forward to your further reporting as this continues. And thanks for joining us.
Thanks.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date and ready for the day. Find more stories at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for joining me today. If you want to stay in the know, make sure you subscribe and tune in every weekday wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy your Wednesday, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.